I think it was 3-3.
Was it? Yeah, we'll take that.
Could have been 6-6, couldn't it?
Could have been any score and any goal. So, you know, they had started off better than us, and we, against a run of play, scored. Possibly should have got a second. We've missed a really good chance. But then the rest of the afternoon, they had spells. Bradford City had spells. Sheffield United had spells. A lot of good attacking players on the pitch. So I don't think myself and Stuart can really be surprised that it's ended up 3-3.
Proper football match, wasn't
it? Yeah, good. I said before about, you know, the competitive aspects of playing professional football, and, you know, the two cities as they are, the way they want to see their teams play. They want teams to go out and have a go, work hard and compete. So just a quick one from the referee. I thought he handled the occasion very well. He didn't get silly. The game never got in any way silly in terms of people trying to get other players booked and rolling about and brawls and time wasting. I thought it was just two really good teams that had a right go at it and wanted to win for their respective football clubs. And I think the end, the appreciation that the both sets of supporters gave their team just really summed it up.
Stuart McCall had said beforehand it's the biggest game in the division, not just today but this season. Is that how you would see it as well?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was a lot of build up. It was important that, you know, the Port Vale game for us and the Shrewsbury away game, that we focused on those games to get the right results, and we did. So we were under no illusions today. This was our biggest game of the season, and it's the best team that we've played this year. So you know, disappointed in a way, slightly, but not really in terms of, you know, the way the game, and maybe we went for it at the death as well. And I should imagine Stuart would be disappointed. They've had one smack against the crossbar late on. And I've just had a little pop at our players, really, because I've got, in the 94th minute, you know, my left back down the left wing and my right back in the box. And so, you know.
Was there any thought, any stage that you would sit back? So having come back to 3-3, we thought you might just sit in and think, you know what, we'll take the point now.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah,
I think there's just players.
Play.
Yeah, the players just got on with it. And, you know, I can't criticise that too much. We set out to go and win games of football, as Bradford City do. And we do play on the counter attack, obviously, when we break it up, but we're not a sitting side. I don't want us to play like that. Our supporters don't want to see that. They want to see us go and work hard, extremely hard, and get after the opposition, home and away, and we've done that today. So with the attacking players on show, I thought, you know, for Bradford, Anson's always an handful in this division. Billy Clark in behind, and the boy Iwulu as well, stretched the game.
Yeah.
And I thought we had the best player on the day in our captain. And he just nicked in to the referee's room to nick the match ball and get it signed before Basham sees the replay.
It's interesting that you say that Bradford City are the best team you've played this season. Stuart McCall said the same about your team. You have played Scunthorpe, who've won again today. They're 5 points clear.
It's a long old season.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's not done and dusted. It's not done and dusted in the end of October. We're in good nick. Bradford City are in good nick, and I don't think there's any surprise that I think both teams will carry on. We'll both have bumps in the road that we have to get over quickly. You know, Oxford United was obviously one last week for Bradford City, and the reaction against a tough Southend team, and then us. Maybe the results that Stuart have not really wanted, but, you know, the reaction of the players in a local derby was first class, and us as well. We're on a decent run after a bit of a sticky start. So, you know, we're in good nick and good form, and as I said, you know, the supporters vote with the feet, so we sell out pretty quickly, 20,000, and I don't think anybody can walk away today and from if they purchased a ticket and say they've not had volley for money.
Yeah, what was it like returning in a former Bradford player, and you've played at this stadium? And,
well, I mean, it was.
What was it like?
I've got to say, I mean, I'm not going to go down as one of the greatest players of Bradford City, but I had a little period here, and I love my time here, and the supporters in that period, you know, we were in around the bottom of the Championship, and they that was what today was about, you know, the atmosphere. And I've been back a couple of times here. With Oxford, we got thumped, we've won in the last minute, and it's always a good place to come, and it's one that we're really look forward to when the fixture list comes out. So and it's not disappointed me, it's not certainly disappointed the supporters that have backed their teams.